Abortion opponents have cleared the biggest hurdle standing in the way of Missouri restricting access to most abortions. The bill bans abortions as early as 8 weeks into a pregnancy, but the bill also saw some last-minute changes under threat of a filibuster. KBIA's Aviva Okeson-Haberman takes us behind the scenes of the more than 15-hour ordeal that divided a party.
On a recent May morning at Missouri's Capitol Rotunda, abortion rights activists are chanting, "Stop the ban." Mevie Mead is in the thick of it. She's the director of policy and organizing for Planned Parenthood Advocates. She says of all the legislation she's seen, this is the most extreme.
It seems that with Kavanaugh, the new member of the Supreme Court, politicians are in this political race across the nation to get a case to the Supreme Court.
Yesterday, exactly 1 week after the rally, the Senate commenced debate on a bill that would ban abortions after as little as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The first version of the bill, which passed the House, would ban abortions once a heartbeat was detected. Nick Schroer, a Republican representative from O'Fallon, is the bill's sponsor.
It isn't merely a simple heartbeat bill. This is a bill that is all-encompassing.
There is a lot in this bill. It more than doubles the required medical malpractice insurance for abortion providers, and it bans abortion if Roe v. Wade is overturned. While there are exemptions for medical emergencies, there are no exemptions for rape or incest.
We really do not believe that one act of violence is remedied by another act of violence.
That's Republican Senator Bob Onder. At a rally in the governor's office yesterday evening, House Republican leaders and Governor Mike Parson struck a confident tone.
This pro-life administration will not back down.
That united front started to show cracks hours later. The Senate was supposed to reconvene at 4:30 to resume debate. An hour passed, 2 hours, and then three.
Hi, I'm Bob Onder.
It's late in the evening, and the conservative caucus is holding a press conference outside the empty Senate floor.
We have clearly reached an impasse. The time for negotiations are over.
Onder and other conservative senators felt betrayed by their party leadership. Let's back up a little bit. The conservative caucus was coming off of a stinging defeat. They had filibustered for over 27 hours to stop a tax incentive bill. They were told by their leadership there could be no compromise, so they backed down with the promise that the next battle lawmakers would take up would be the abortion bill. Now, they're being told they have to compromise to satisfy Democrats.
All senators.
It's 3 a.m. and the Senate is back in session. The bill they're debating looks a bit different. There's still a ban on abortion at 8 weeks, but there's no longer a ban on abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Senator Onder is not pleased.
This should be entitled, not the Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act, but the Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act, sort of, kind of. Only after the minority party and the smartest Planned Parenthood lawyers in the country were done with the bill.
In exchange for Democrats agreeing not to filibuster the bill, Republicans weakened some parts. But the key elements of the bill remain. A ban on abortion at 8 weeks. The bill passed 24 to 10.
We're turning back the clock on everything that we have fought for over the years since the 70s.
That's Democratic Senator Jamila Nasheed.
It saddens me that we weren't willing, ready to stand up and go to bat.
Why didn't you personally decide to filibuster? I mean, you could have done that, right?
Well, I mean, it takes more than one person to filibuster. I mean, it takes an effort.
The bill now goes to the House, where the original version already passed. Then it's on to the governor. In Jefferson City, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.